welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I am Lauren Polly, and I am delighted that you have chosen to join me for this very first episode of the Lighten Up Podcast, episode 101, all about spring cleaning. I am so enthusiastic about nature and the earth cycles, and one of my greatest loves and ways to really work with a sense of balance and harmony in my own space, my own body, is to actually work with the nature cycles of the earth. I find that when you're actually willing to be part of the bigger picture and hold that broader perspective, so much more peace and also forward movement and potential is possible. So we play with that a lot on this show. We're going to be diving into that in many different ways. But today I really wanted to touch on the energy of spring cleaning and how we can ride the waves of this season into greater. I know many of you out there listening have been on the self-actualization path for a while. You've been using tools to become more conscious. You've been looking at becoming more present in your life, being more vulnerable, being more open, and also exploring constantly about how you can create a life that works for you in a really big, fun way. That is something that I love and I walk my talk with, and I'm excited to dive in a little bit deeper. And with that, we're going to start exploring right now how we can use the spring cleaning energy, one in particular, airing it out, airing you out, to bring that about with more ease. Growing up in the Northeast, we were always cooped up during the winter time. Yes, it was pretty with the snow. I loved cuddling on the couch and the fire and the Christmas twinkle lights and all of that. But after a while, I just really missed the outdoors. Being cooped up, having the windows tight of the house, it just created kind of a suffocation energy. My favorite day in the house growing up was the very first day of spring, where it was warm enough to open the windows. I grew up in a family of gardeners, so during the warm seasons, spring, summer, and fall, the doors to our house were always open. The windows were always open. It was kind of open access to nature, which led to some very interesting encounters with snakes and mice. Yikes. But my favorite part about that was actually the fresh air that came in and constantly just renewed the environment. So all the stagnation started to clear away immediately. It was bringing light. It was bringing freshness and more space to the environment that really created something different. So on that very first day of spring, it was such an aha of clearing, of being able to bring the freshness in. And that's what I'd love to play with today, being able to throw open the windows and the doors to your life and your living with this season, letting the light come in, letting freshness and newness come in as well. What would be different in your life? Where have you gone into a little bit of a hibernation pattern with the earth cycle of the winter that's just finishing up? Can you actually perceive yourself starting to stir? Even right now, can we ask your molecules to start to waken up? Shake them awake. More, 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 more. Actually bringing a sense of aliveness, just like that earth right now, actually letting the animals come and all of the nature start to bloom. Can you actually find that in your own space? Where are you looking? And where are you able right now to take your life into a whole new direction? If that winter time was the beautiful rest and slumber that you needed, but right now was the time to get clear, start to choose in a balanced way, balance between you and your body and the earth, and balance in your living. What peace and harmony into being bigger would be possible? One beautiful way to start to open the windows and the doors and to allow that freshness to come in is to start to play with your ideas. And ideas, yes, sometimes we go, this may be fun to do, or wow, if I did this different with my husband, that would be great, or if my kids got into this different practice, that would be wonderful, or maybe that side business I've been playing with a little while, maybe that could get a little bit more attention and grow into a bigger revenue stream. There might be a lot of things that you've already been playing with. I'd like you to go beyond that. If we can actually spend this 14 minutes of bringing in that fresh cleansing air, that bright light, and actually allowing the newness to come in, what have you already decided isn't attainable for you? What are the things where if there was no limits, no problems, no caps, no barriers, no tethers, no nothing holding you back, what is it that you would like to create for your life, your body, your relationships, your money, your businesses, and your creative pursuits? And beyond all of that, if there were no limits, what would you start to explore within yourself? We're going to dive in a lot on this show into self-actualization, actually becoming more conscious of you, more self-aware about how you tick, how your body ticks, how you work in your environment. When you're willing to actually have that actualized sense of self, you have so much clarity and power that choosing anew and going bigger and really moving with the season energy in that way becomes a lot easier. It also becomes a moment-to-moment choice you have, and life from there becomes an ever-expanding exploration. So when we talk about going bigger and bringing in the freshness, that's exactly what it is. It may be the elements of your life that need a little bit of a makeover, need a little bit more of the wardrobe change. That's another thing we did in my household on that bright, beautiful spring day. The windows and the doors would go open. The light and the air would come in. And we would start redoing the house. All the winter decorations went away. The spring decorations came out. I would change my wardrobe over that day. All of my sweaters would get packed away. My shorts and my swimsuits would come out, getting ready for the season coming up. It was just a beautiful day to organize things, getting ready for the new that was coming. This is something we don't do a lot. We desire change. We desire growth, personal development, life development, and mastery. But a lot of us don't actually take the action to add in the new, to bring in the fresh perspective, and then take the action step to organize so that that becomes more readily available. What if this week, with this spring cleaning and this grand airing out, that was the target? Allow yourself to play with your ideas, not just what you've already been playing with, but all of those things that seem too big up until now to ask for. Get a journal, get a notebook. You don't have to show anybody. You don't have to share it. It's probably better that you don't. Sometimes when you share things with others, they kind of rain on your parade. We don't need that. But where can you actually have a space to dream, to seek, to explore, to ask for bigger than you've dared to ask before? Write it down and revisit that list. Ask the questions, bring in the wonderment. I wonder what it would actually take for me to have that. And I also wonder if it wasn't this grandiose idea, but something that was attainable, what organization and action step could I take to start to bring it into my life? And that may look super simple. It may be picking up the phone and making a phone call, walking into a different coffee shop, starting a conversation with somebody that you've been eyeing for a while, but kind of haven't gotten up the balls yet to go and introduce yourself to, handing your business card to more people, having that conversation with your spouse about the thing that's been bugging you, that you've been pushing aside and pushing aside and pushing aside, that if you actually threw the window open, let the air and the light come in, add the clarity and the freshness, would actually create a whole new dynamic that would create more. What is possible that you have not dared to consider before? And what is possible that you have dared not ask for before? start to take action on it. Start to wonder in a way where your wondering isn't just fantasy, going off into dreamland, but it was actually something that may just come to fruition if you started to take action on it. This season for me is all about going bigger, wakening up, and allowing yourself to grow to new heights. We're not going to actually achieve that if we're functioning from the same. We want to be able to look beyond, look bigger, and start to make bigger choices in our life and our living. Again, I know many of you have been walking that path for a while and talking the talk. That's amazing. And I also wonder, where else could all of us go? This is a constant exploration in my own world, and one that I'm happy to have you guys on the journey for as we go through this podcast. I wonder what we'll be able to discover. New areas yet to explore. New horizons yet to be discovered. This springtime energy is absolutely perfect to start unfurling your awareness of that and being able to really take action, get out, get moving, let the light and the air come in, and what would be possible from there. If you're interested in more of the spring cleaning deliciousness, not just the airing out and the cleansing, but actually tuning into yourself and your body and all the elements of your life to have one of earthy, mystical, yummy care, I am launching a new program that begins next week, which is 14 days of spring cleaning with daily exercises, with yoga, meditation, some Rolfing techniques, some energy work, a lot of different perspectives and challenges to just get you up and moving. It is a paid program. I'll add the link down below. You can check it out if you want to dive in deeper. And in the meantime, if that doesn't call to you, please join me on the Facebook business page. I'll put that link down below as well. There's going to be additional content, some more videos, more free content to actually dive in deeper to this concept. All of my podcasts will be kind of going into a deeper realm with that on my professional business page. So connecting with me there is a great way to make sure you don't miss out on anything. And also to extend your voice out as well. What is it that you are changing, exploring, and really diving into in your own life and living that if you were willing to share it to a group of like-minded individuals, people who were exploring as well, may actually not just create for them your brand new perspective and what you're using, but also may add just a little bit of accountability to your world, a little more pop to take action, a little bit more courage to actually take the next step. That is the gift that we are to each other in community, where when we come together and don't judge, don't put our viewpoint on anybody else's. Don't try to make anybody right or wrong, but actually be there in space with someone of, you're going bigger in your way. That's amazing. Guess what? I'm going bigger in my way as well. And here's something I've done that maybe could work for you. And again, don't be afraid to put your own personal twist on it. There is no one way to become actualized and conscious and embodied and present and big in your own life. It is something that is so unique and so individual. If you look at it like the spring gardens that bloom, especially the wildflowers that come up, each single one, so unique, so special, so different in its own way. What would it take to actually claim and own that in your own space and begin to discover it? I've so enjoyed this 14 minutes with you. And again, thank you for joining me for my very first Lighten Up podcast. I will be speaking to you next Tuesday. Have a great one, guys.